your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are back here in the studio. One of the questions that I've gotten via email here recently was about innovation leadership. Now, I've been writing a series over the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months or so over on my blog over at PhilMcKinney.com. But one of the things I didn't cover, and one of the readers and listeners pointed this out to me, was what are some hacks that I have used throughout my career in the leadership space that others could apply if they're stepping into a leadership role or you are struggling in a leadership role when it comes to innovation. Now, there's leadership, whether you're a manager of a department, you're leading a team, you are running a larger organization, or you're the CEO. Now, there's basic leadership and leadership skills, and then there's leadership skills related specifically to innovation. If your responsibility is to build a team, run a team, run an organization, or lead an entire company, or NGO or government organization around innovation, what are some of those hacks that you can apply to that role? Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Being in the innovation leadership space for innovation is hard. It'll be the hardest thing you have ever done. So, you know, tighten that belt, pull up your socks. This is hard. So don't sugarcoated. It's not all the glory of, you know, big product announcements or services launches and big revenue. And this is hard work. But there are some fundamental things that you need to have in place that you need to kind of build up your leadership abilities around when it comes specifically to innovation. And I'm going to share with you so 5 innovation leadership hacks or steps or fundamental elements, or whatever you want to call them. I'm calling them innovation leadership hacks that you should have in place if you're going to be a top-notch leader when it comes to innovation. Now, this is different than what I've said in the past about what is a chief innovation officer. Now, in some cases, the chief innovation officer may or may not be the person over leading the innovation teams. This is truly nuts and bolts leadership around innovation. So what's number one? Number one for me is absolutely foundation. If you do not have this, do not start. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Don't even think about it. And that is, you have to create a foundation of integrity and transparency. This is absolutely foundational. Why? Because you're going to have the innovation antibodies coming after you and your team. And you have to have a level of trust as a leader that is 10 times more than any other leadership role. Because you and your team are going to be under constant attack. It just comes with the job. Think back in a role that you had most likely before you were even in the innovation space, where someone, a manager, a leader in an organization, someone you looked up to, was dishonest, did not show integrity. How'd that make you feel? You pulled back. You didn't lean in. You kind of reevaluated whether or not you should move forward. You hesitated. None of those things can even enter the thought process when it comes to innovation within your organization. So, integrity and transparency. You're the leader. You need to act like one. You need to have a level of integrity and a level of transparency. You need to have that open kimono where you're showing it all to everybody, what's going on, how you're doing it, the decisions making you're doing as part of the process. We're going to talk more about that here in a minute. But step one, and I'm pounding this. I know you're probably saying, okay, Phil, I get it. Get off of this. No. This is absolutely foundational. You need to take an honest look at yourself, and you need to take an honest look at your organization. If this is not part of your organizational culture, the odds of you being able to lead an innovation team that has high output is not existent. So you need to make integrity part of the culture. If it's not already part of the culture, you need to make it part of the culture. And you also don't forget about transparency. And I put those together very specifically. Because if you're transparent, it's hard to play games. It's hard to hide. It's hard to play, you know, little put things under the table if you're transparent. So transparency keeps you honest about your integrity. Now, why is this important? Because you're asking people to step up and do the absolute hardest thing they have ever done in their entire lives. Coming up with new products, new services, solve a big problem, solve world hunger, whatever your innovation agenda is, you are asking people to do the absolute hardest thing they have ever done. You owe them to be transparent. You need to be able to share everything with them. Right? Here's an example. In my current role as a CEO, I made the conscious decision, and I've had this as kind of, again, one of my foundational things is being transparent keeps a check and balance on me. Right? Not that I've whatever, you know, hopefully I would never knowingly be less than truthful or have high integrity. But we all need those checks and balances, and transparency keeps me honest. Right? When I know that I've got to share what it is I'm doing and how I'm doing it and all the decisions I'm making, it keeps me on the straight and narrow when it comes to that role of integrity. So there are some examples. One is for instance, is budget. The budgeting process, how much we're spending, but more importantly, as part of that budget, but as part of all of our activities, for instance, with the board of directors, I will always show the slides and the materials that I am going to share to the board with all of the employees first before I even show it to the board of directors. Right? So there's no hidden agenda. I'm not saying one thing to the board and saying another thing to the employees and kind of playing a little quick and loose, you know, by manipulating both ends. Anything and everything that I will present and talk about, I'll review the slides, but in some cases, if the slides aren't quite ready, I'll walk the entire employee base through the topics and what it is I'm going to say and all the little touchy, tricky issues with all of the employees in an all-hands meeting before I share it with the board. Now, this has been a little bit of an eye-opener. I've done it with teams, but doing it with an entire organization, all levels, from the receptionist at the front desk to the finance people to HR to engineering to you name it, the entire organization. What's been pleasantly surprising is that we have never had a leak. The information that I've shared in the all hands, I've never seen it leaked outside of the organization. It's that building of trust. You're asking people to do something really, really hard, and therefore you need to trust them, they need to trust you, and you do that with integrity and transparency. Now, there's a lot of other things that you need to be transparent on, not just budget, but objectives. What does success look like? Be clear on how you personally are going to measure success when it comes to the overall programs and projects that you're looking at. So, again, I know you're thinking, okay, Phil, you've beat the horse down to the hooves on this thing. I know, but let me tell you, I've seen organizations, I've been called in to do triage on everything from large multinationals down to smaller companies who've, you know, struggling with their innovation. And when I look at their foundation, they're trying to build an organization that has high innovative impact on quicksand. And the quicksand is a fundamental lack of integrity and a lack of transparency. You can't build trust, which is critical for the innovation process. If you don't do that, don't start. Don't even think about it. It's not worth it. Go fix your integrity and transparency problem, then come back and think about how you're going to do your innovations. So, we're going to step out to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation on the 5 innovation leadership hacks that you can apply to your organization today to be successful. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're talking today about the five innovation leadership hacks that you can apply to your organization to be successful in being a leader of innovation and to lead your organization, your team, your company, your nonprofit to innovation success. So, we talked about number one in the last segment, which was to create a foundation of integrity and transparency. So what's number two? Create a sense of mission. Make it more than just leading innovation. Make it more than just coming up with new ideas. Make it a mission. Answer the question that they're going to ask. Anybody that you're trying to recruit to your team, they're going to ask you this question. Why this is the most important thing they've ever done? Why should they sign on? Why are you asking them to climb Mount Everest? Why are you asking them to solve world hunger? You need to frame the mission of the team, the mission of the people that you're recruiting, into something that you can engage their passion on. Something that they are just absolutely going to commit heart, soul, energy, everything to be successful. Now, the way to do this and the way that I do this is I create it in the form of a BHAG, the bold, hairy, audacious goal. Now, what I've learned over my career is that when I properly frame it as a BHAG and I raise that bar of the expectation, put that in the context of a real challenge, I have been blown away by people's ability and willingness to step up and achieve. To step up. People want a mission. They want to achieve that long-term success. So what is a BHAG? Now, there's a lot of, I've done a bunch of past shows on BHAGs. I've written about it in the blog. There's a chapter about it in my book. So I'm not going to go in to all the details. You can go check out all those materials. So over at PhilMcKinney.com for the blog, Killer Innovations for the show. And if you're not aware of it, we actually have a site for the book called beyondtheobvious.com, where actually weekly we pull out excerpts from the book. So you can actually, I think the BHAG's already been posted, so you can go over and search and literally read the entire chapter on BHAGs without having to buy the book. How's that? But you have to frame this. Now, a BHAG is a challenge. It is a very short statement that establishes the challenge, the clear goal, and communicates what does success look like if that goal is achieved. Now, The absolute best BHAG example that I've ever heard and have ever seen is John F. Kennedy's BHAG to establish the mission to put a man on the moon. So John F. Kennedy is standing in front of the U.S. Congress, and he puts the challenge out. And the challenge is that before the end of the century, we will put a man on the moon and return him to Earth safely. That's it. That was the entire BHAG that started the space race, that started the whole program with the Mercury astronauts, the Gemini astronauts, leading to the Apollo astronauts, Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin stepping on the moon. But success was denoted by bringing them home safely. And what's really interesting here is a BHAG is defining the how, or the what, I mean, defining the what and the why. It does not establish the how. John F. Kennedy didn't stand there and say, we're going to do it with a three-stage rocket and a slingshot process around the moon. He didn't define that. He defined the goal, and he left it to the scientists and the experts to define the how. The key with setting this mission is you want to create what I call success memories. When people get on the other side of the project, how are they going to feel about this? Now, I've had a bunch of wildly crazy success memories, things that I lived through, like that being one of the founders at Telligent, launching that, growing that, doing an IPO. Post many years after Telligent, I still get emails from people that are colleagues from Telligent saying, wow, I've been looking for the same experience that we had at Telligent, because they have that success memory. HP, big success memory for me. OmniPoint, first GSM wireless carrier in New York. I was supposed to go help out for 2 weeks. I stayed 13 months to oversee the launch of OmniPoint in New York City, right? Success memories. Create those success memories. The other number two is create a mission. Number three, be clear with priorities and objectives. Set clear objectives. Now, the way I do this is I use what's called the Eisenhower matrix. And the Eisenhower matrix is a 2x2 grid. The left-hand side, lower part is not important. The upper part is important. Horizontal columns is urgent and non-urgent. So you get a four-box grid. So things are up in the upper left-hand corner that are important and urgent are the things that you focus on. So these are very, very important goals, vital customer calls, major deadlines, pressing problems, crises. Those are the urgent and important things that have to get cleared, or other things down the line are going to fail. Next is the important but non-urgent. Important but non-urgent. So these are still very important goals, but it's planning, it's continuous improvement, it's professional development, career development, it's coaching and mentoring, both giving it and receiving it. So those are important. You still need to focus on doing those. The next are the urgent but not important. These are, you know, when you've got like a really long objective list, you got to get rid of it. It's unimportant meetings. It's meaningless reports. It's needless interruptions. It's low priority emails. So they're urgent but not important. The key there is delegate. Delegate. Non-urgent, non-important is like workplace gossip, busy work, you know, social media, aimless, you know, surfing, time wasters, irrelevant. Cancel those out. Get those off your priority list. You want to focus on the urgent important and the non-urgent important to create the priorities. And I go through this every day. So show your employees how you prioritize, because it helps them make better decisions. And give permission to the team to say no if the ask doesn't fit the objectives and the priorities. Now, I have a personal set of priorities. These are the priorities I apply when I'm thinking about those things I'm working on. And I call them the 5 F's. Faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. Don't focus on the finances, where a lot of people tend to focus. I put them in this order: faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. And if I keep those straight and I keep on that track, everything else works out. I attribute my success and my career, where I'm at in my life, to setting both using the ability to understand urgent, important, and non-urgent, important, and the five F's. So we're going to wrap up here. We're going to step out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with number four on talking about the five innovation leadership hacks that you can apply. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeets.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into this segment, I want to thank our sponsor this week, which is Zoom. Now, Zoom delivers flawless video, clear audio, and one of the best sharing environments when you want to collaborate with your teams. Now, this is not a tool just for innovation or innovators. It's a tool that broadly brings your teams closer together, better execution, better relationships. And let me tell you, I've been using Zoom for the last year, more than a year now, and I use it every day. I have multiple meetings per day in Zoom. I live in Zoom, and my team lives in Zoom. My team is scattered out all over the world. And it's the best tool that I have found. Now, I've tried them all, and Zoom is that first tool that just basically just works. It works every time, it's easy to use, and the audio and the video and the sharing collaboration is second to none. And I'm not just the one that thinks so. Gartner recently awarded Zoom the leader in the Magic Quadrant for web conferencing. So whatever web conferencing tool you use, if you're not trying out Zoom, step on over and try it out. We have a free account for you. Now, this free account will allow you to meet up with 50 video participants. So try it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. Check it out. You can get that free account. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. So let's pick up where we're at. We're talking about those five hacks for innovation leadership, the hacks that you can apply today to your leadership role and therefore creating a better team that can have a better shot at executing. So what's number four? Let others be the hero. Let others be the hero. Yes, you may be appointed the leader of an innovation team or you're going to head up innovation within an organization. Put the spotlight on others. You don't need to be the one. It's not about you. It's about the impact that your team has. Don't let your ego get in the way. This is hard. When you've been tagged, you are been knighted as the innovation guy or gal for your organization or for your team, and given the importance of innovation, we all think, wow, they see me as a big innovator. Wow, this is great. No. You may have good leadership skills. You may not even be the best person with coming up with the raw ideas, but maybe you're a better person at translating those ideas. You may be good at executing. Whatever the reason is why you are in the role you're in, innovation is a team sport. It is not about you. So go in what I call with a humble servant leadership attitude. Go in, be humble, be a servant leader. Your role is to make members on your team better. It's not about you getting credit. It's not about you getting the accolades. It's not about you getting press articles or interviews or whatever. Now, warning, teams will be suspicious. You come in with this humble attitude, be careful. Don't try to fake it, because members on your team will sniff that out. And also, you have to understand where your team members have come from in the past with people who tried to use kind of a humble attitude as manipulation. So you have to earn that trust. Put other people in front. Highlight the success of the team. Highlight the success of the organization. Again, your role is to help them succeed, not for you to get that next promotion, that next bonus, that next raise. As I shared in the last, number three, we talked about priorities. Right? So I use the Eisenhower Matrix as a way to look at every day for the priorities I need to work on. What is it I need to work on? What is it I need to delegate? What is it I need to delete, get rid of? No value, don't do it. If you keep your priorities straight, if you're working on the right things, but you also have your personal priorities, in my case, the five Fs, if I keep both of those in sync, everything else tends to work out. Keep your priorities straight. Your priority's not about you. Let others be that hero. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit that this is probably the hardest one I struggled with, particularly younger in my career where I had some wild early successes, which I'm going to attribute to luck rather than any skills or abilities on my part. But that ultimately allowed me to be promoted very, very rapidly at a very, very young age. And I found myself in a situation where I was a director or a VP in organizations where I had people reporting to me that were twice my age. And it's very intimidating. I had a little bit of imposter syndrome challenges, and we've talked about that in a previous show and the challenges that that causes when you're leading innovation teams trying to create high impact, new ideas, new products, new kinds of services. So you have to keep the priority straight. You can't let your ego get in charge, right? In the early days, I was on the cover of magazines. I was on, had a write-up and, now this is going to be late 80s, 1989, 1990. If you can find an issue of this particular Business Week, you'll find a profile of me in Business Week in 1990. 27 years ago? So, that was very early in my career. I had some big successes, and I kind of let it go to my head. And I suffered for it. I had a harder time trying to recreate those successes because I thought it was about me versus the team. So don't let that happen, okay? And number five, we talked about number four, which is let others be the hero. Number five, accept the radicals. Hire and accept radicals into your organization. What do I mean by radicals? Those people who just challenge the status quo, who don't operate the same way the others do. They're not afraid to ask the tough questions. Now, my personal secret is when I go into an organization is I find the radicals that others want to get rid of. Most managers will not tolerate radicals. They will want to bounce them out of the organization. I had one individual who I thought was highly creative, strange, unique, highly creative, moved him into my organization. This was at HP. I had a senior executive who literally would talk to me 3 to 4 times a week and say, "Have you fired him yet?" And my answer was no, and I protected him, and I encouraged them. And then when this particular individual wanted to leave, he left. He became one of the founders of one of the top mobile game companies in the world. He's worth 10 times my personal net worth, easily 10 times my personal net worth. This guy, if I told you his name, you would know who he was. Great guy, but he's a radical. We need radicals. You need radicals on your innovation team. But be prepared. These are going to challenge you. You need to be open to criticism. You need to be open to being asked the really hard questions. And they're not shy about doing this in public. They will do it out in public in front of all the other employees in an all-hands meeting. You need to accept the radicals. Why radicals? Why? Well, they look at problems and opportunities in ways that nobody else does. They're not stuck in the mold of a typical employee. Now, they may have bounced around. They may have gotten fired. You can't identify radicals. You can't discount radicals simply because of what's on their resume. But radicals are the fuel to your organization. They are the fundamental fuel that will kickstart and get your organization, particularly your innovation teams, to go off and challenge. And you need to nurture these radicals. Now, you need to coach them. And, you know, in many cases, particularly this individual that I told you about earlier, great guy, still stay in contact with him. He's had phenomenal career success, unbelievable career success, right? But after he came into my organization, I kept him away from the ultimate high-level senior executives because it was just oil and water. Now, I could deal with it because I saw the value of what he had, but I also protected him. You need to nurture them. You need to encourage them. So again, in this segment, we talked about let others be the hero. Number five was accept the radicals. So we're going to step out. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got some closing thoughts on these five hacks, what you need to do next to really bring those forward for your career success as an innovation leader. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick and short commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. In today's show, we're talking about the five hacks that I've used as an innovation leader. And these have been learned by me with lots of scars, right? Such as put others first. It's not about you. Check your ego. As I shared early in my career, I didn't heed that. Nobody gave me that advice, and I suffer. I went through a number of years of what I call the desert, where I had really great early success, and then went through a whole string of failures before I kind of stepped back, really was reevaluated what was my early success from as an innovation leader, and then learned to apply that and create these hacks over these years. And this is what's helped me achieve the success that I've had in the innovation game. Now, I'm sure I could come up with more. I just did five. I'm probably sure there's probably 15 if I really kind of deconstructed everything behind the scenes. But I think these are the five that you can get your arms around, that you can easily apply today to your day-to-day life. Now, you need to find your own hacks. You need to look back at your own success, derive your own hacks, and come up with kind of your own set of rules of how you operate. For instance, the first one that I put up was creating a foundation of integrity and transparency. When I look back on my success, my career success, the organizations that I've been part of, integrity and transparency was foundational, was fundamental for that. Find your own hacks and apply those. Create those, live by them, change them, adjust them if you need to, but create a foundation that you build everything else on top of. Because guess what? Innovation is incredibly hard. The antibodies are going to come out and attack you. If you don't have a solid foundation to which to ground yourself, then you're just going to get whipsawed around as you get beat up and pounded on by the innovation antibodies. So again, let's review. The five hacks I shared with you today. Number one, create a foundation of integrity and transparency. That is absolutely foundational. Number two, create a sense of mission. Make this more than just coming up with a new product or new services or whatever this innovation leadership role, the team you're building or have underneath you. Make it a sense of mission. Create a passion that's far beyond. So look at BHAGs or other ways to encourage or define the mission. Number three, be clear with priorities and objectives. I use the Eisenhower metrics in order to understand my priorities for the day. I set clear objectives and clear measurements on what constitutes success for my teams. And I have a personal set of priorities that I rank everything else against, which is the five F's. Number four, let others be the hero. Check your ego at the door. Encourage your team members to check their ego at the door. Innovation's a team sport. It's about the team output, not any one individual. And last but not least, and kind of my hidden secret that I used many times to achieve really great success within teams is hire the radicals. Hire the ones that everybody else wants to get rid of. Collect them up. Now, you got to make sure they meet with your culture that you want within your team. They bring the skill sets. But don't discount somebody just because they're willing to challenge the status quo. Most managers want to kind of keep everything nice and smooth and moving clearly. Hiring the radicals to really challenge you, that is a great way to do it. So hopefully those you'll find helpful that you can apply today to your organization and to your team. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. If you have any questions, please go ahead, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. As you're listening to this show, I'm on the road traveling, so I may be a few days late getting back to you in replies on the email address, but that's a direct email to me. It doesn't get filtered by anybody. So drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. You can also find the show notes over at killerinnovations.com with links to other resources and information, etc. Now, in addition to the show, I post a weekly column on innovation, design, and creativity over on my blog, which is philmckinney.com. So again, check that out. Hop on over to philmckinney.com. Long, long history. That blog has been up and running since 1996. Yes, 1996. Now, I don't have all the articles back to 1996. I was smart enough to get rid of some of the older stuff, but you can check it out. Again, I post every week. I might miss one week every once in a while if I'm traveling really crazily. But the blog is where I go into a little bit longer detail around very specific subjects. You can go search for any topic such as leadership or killer questions or whatever you're particularly interested in. I would also invite you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I post there multiple times a day. Things that I find on articles, resurrecting content that I think you might find interesting, topics that are appropriate for the day. The best way to do that is just search for Phil McKinney, all one word, over on any of the social media sites, and you should be able to find me. Also, check out innovation.tools. It's the online store. We created this store specifically to start aggregating up tools and content. Now, we don't have a lot there today, but, you know, for instance, the killer question card deck just came out from the printers. It's the 40 questions in a card deck format. The front of the question is the question. On the back of it is the sparking points. People have been asking for the card deck, you know, for probably more than 10 years. Finally done. Thanks to Seth Taylor, the team at Stotion, who did the design work on it and oversaw the printing. They look great. They're selling really well. So appreciate that. And again, the proceeds, that any profits left over that I get, I donate to the charities, hackingautism.org and Pioneer Education, which is a school my wife and I are building in Africa. So can I ask one favor? Can you write a review over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts? It's a big, big help. It only takes 15 seconds. Just hop over there. It's a big help. It lets others know about the show. Helps us improve the ranking, helps us attract and help more people win in this innovation game. And just remember, the innovation antibodies that are out there, don't let them win. You and your organization's future depends on it. And I truly mean this. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Innovate each and every day. You and your organization's future depends on it. We'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.